Crude oil is crude. Natural gas is pure. That's why Pennzoil's base oil is made from natural gas, not crude. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Today's opening tip. Fourth quarter in Dallas, Kawhi Leonard made Clippers assistant Sam Cassell laugh on the bench. Scotty, does Kawhi seem like a funny guy to you?
Hey, that guy got a great sense of humor. With a laugh like that, yeah, he's funny.
yeah, I can see.
The funniest guys are the quiet guys.
That's it.
That's why I don't say much.
Is that why you, so you're funny? Okay. All right. Welcome to The Jump. I'm Richard Jefferson, in for Rachel Nichols. Yes.
Yeah.
And yes, I am the first player to ever host this show. Today, I'm joined by our front office insider, Amin Hassan, and six-time champion Scottie Pippen's in the building. Coming up, Anthony Davis returns to New Orleans for his first game since being traded to the Lakers. How will he be received? We'll get to that shortly, but first, this past Sunday on the Knicks versus Nets broadcast, I made a joke that might have been misinterpreted. First, let me give you some context. There was a graphic put up on the screen discussing the players that had played for both the Nets and the Knicks, including my mentor, Hall of Famer Jason Kidd, and former number one pick in the draft, Kenyon Martin, which led me to joke and say this.
First of all, I just want anybody that questions my loyalty to the Nets, I refuse to play for the Knicks. Like, Jason Kidd and Kenyon Martin, they don't really care. Me, I was the one person that said, Knicks, no, I'll retire. That's why I retired. They were the one team that offered me a job, and I decided to retire.
Is this a true story?
It's true. I decided to retire.
Wow, how about that?
It's true.
News right
now. Yeah, seriously.
Did you send them a note? Did you send them a text?
No. I just knew it was time. When the Knicks were looking for me to play for them, I knew my time in this league was over.
Now, the part about the two Nets legends not caring, which was a key part and an obvious joke, didn't make most online clips. Welcome to 2019, yep. Richard. Those online clips led the Knicks PR to respond with this tweet. For clarification purposes, it is not true that the New York Knicks offered Richard Jefferson a contract in either the summer of 2018 or 2019.
Yeah.
Which only led to more online jokes and memes. Now, I'm going to come to the Knicks' defense here. I know that's hard to believe. But the NBA is a family. David Fizdale is a good friend of mine that I've known for close to 20 years. The first workout I ever did in the NBA draft process was for Steve Mills when he was with the Pistons. While yes, I might have been joking, my joke actually made these men I respect have to answer questions. For that, I'm sorry. As for the Knicks fans that have been going crazy online, I don't care. I have no problem being the heel for you guys. I actually enjoy it. Let me be clear, though. Had the Knicks offered me $2.5 million to play for the G League Westchester Knicks, I am no fool. I would have shown up. Now let's move on to the Nets, since they face the Celtics on ESPN tonight, Scotty. The Nets are 5-1 since Kyrie's been gone. What does that say about the Nets and Kyrie's absence?
Well, it's been good that they've fitted right in this schedule, some easy wins. But, you know, a year ago, the Nets really established themselves as a team that's going to come out and compete and play hard. So this doesn't surprise me to see that they're able to win games without Kyrie, because they sort of formed this mentality and this chemistry together last season, and we're just seeing them pick up. Kyrie and KD is definitely going to be great additions for them going forward, but I think right now, early in the season, this Nets team is ready to compete with anybody.
Yeah, guard depth was a big thing for them going in, and obviously Kyrie out, also Caris LeVert out. Spencer Dinwiddie steps up, and he's played great. He was player of the week last week, so that's a big part of it. But yesterday on this show, I caught a lot of heat because when talking about the Lakers' win streak, I said, we have to acknowledge that their schedule has been really soft. So I got to say the same thing here. We got to acknowledge the Nets' schedule has been exceptionally soft. The Bulls, the Kings. The who else they play? They played the Cavs.
The Knicks.
They played the Knicks. Oh
no, that's not a shot. I'm just saying that this is who they played.
But so yes, 5-1 is great, and it's better than 1-5 or whatever. But we can't trick ourselves into thinking that this is emblematic. Oh, now the season is turned around and they're this good of a team. They're good, but they're not this good because they've been beaten up on some soft competition.
Well, and the Nets, they did this last year when Caris LeVert went out and they had injuries. You had guys like Spencer Dinwiddie step up, and Spencer Dinwiddie has been amazing. Obviously, like you said, player of the week. But really, he's been putting up 30 balls, hitting game winners. This is something that you could not foresee. And so had he not stepped up to this elite level, yeah, they might not be 5-1. What do you think?
No, I mean, yeah, like I said, Spencer, Spencer was my pick for Sixth Man of the Year. So yeah. Mr. Net, no, I don't know if you had him.
He was your Sixth Man of the Year.
That's my pick for this year.
Let me just say this. Spencer Dinwiddie is looking really like what Kyrie just left.
Yeah.
A team that was loaded and have players that are ready to step up to all-star level. So he's not giving in to Kyrie.
Yeah.
He's still stepping
he's
up.
He's still doing his thing. On our other game on ESPN tonight features Anthony Davis returning to New Orleans. Dave McMenamin reports that AD spoke with LeBron about his return to Cleveland in 2010 to get an idea of what it might be like for him tonight. Davis said he expects to hear boos every time he touches the ball. But Scotty, what are you expecting from tonight's game?
I expect that New Orleans fans to be very classy.
Yeah.
Because they lost a very classy young man. He went out the right way. He came, he played, even though he made a statement that he no longer wanted to play there. He did it in a classy way, and I think he left it all out on the floor. So I think the fans' response should be that they're happy to see that he's happy, but it was a winning situation.
He's wearing a That's All Folks shirt.
Hey, like that's
well, I guess that could be Space Jam. And I guess there's probably no love lost between the two of them because they did get Zion Williamson, who has yet to play a game.
Look, let me tell you something.
Tell me something.
Anthony Davis, by requesting that trade about a year ago, this is what happened. As a result, Dell Demps, because of the way he handled the situation, he gets let go. He gets replaced by David Griffin, who's one of the most respected minds as far as a basketball operations leader. David Griffin comes in. He's already got a pre-existing relationship with Alvin Gentry. So now you automatically walk in as an organization that has seamless, kind of same page transition between coaching and management, which isn't the norm in this league. A lot of times that's antagonistic. People are fighting each other and a suspicion of one another. They don't have that in New Orleans. Then also you throw in the fact that they traded him. They got Lonzo Ball, who's a great young prospect. You got Brandon Ingram, who's balling out. You got Josh Hart, who's going to be like a 16-year pro, a vet that on winning teams or whatever. You got two picks, Jackson Hayes and Nikhil Alexander Walker, who they're really excited about. They should give him a standing ovation because none of those things happen.
Did you mention Zion?
I didn't even mention Zion.
You didn't even mention. Well, Zion hasn't played, so I understand that part. But you're right.
He's selling
jerseys. They got a lot. They got a lot for Anthony Davis.
It's not just the players in that locker room. It's the front office. It's the front office and the coaching be on the same page. It's all of these positive things happen because this dude was nice enough to walk in and say, I don't want to be here, rather than just keep his mouth shut and then have him walk away for nothing.
Well, you make a valid point there. Because
a lot of valid points.
Oh, wow. And he's humble, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up, Luka Doncic blew off reporters after the Mavs lost to the Clippers. Does he deserve a pass? We'll discuss. But first, here's a distant replay from this date in 1999 featuring the Big Ticket.
Oh, Brent Price to miss.
That's Terrell Brandon, right?
Here comes Brandon.
Goodness gracious.
That's a young ticket now.
Oh, that's look at Joe Smith.
Was that a vertical from the dot?
I think so.
People don't understand how good TB was, man.
Oh,
Harden didn't want that. He didn't want that.
The make or miss league.
Make vision. Georgia, Michigan State. Check out this over-the-head bounce pass from Anthony Edwards. Scott, do you ever throw a dime like that?
Yes. I think I threw one to Michael Jordan like that and he didn't catch it.
Oh, Michael Jordan. That, what a bum. What a bum. Like, God.
We bombed it out of bounds.
Gosh, you know, you just can never throw it to him. Look at this. Look at me out here running. See, I caught it. I caught it every now and then. Old man out there running. Look at the burst. Look at the burst. All those people that said I can't run on 4-6. All of them. These are the only 2 points I scored. Ask Knicks fan.
That must have been a special pass that LeBron had to throw to you.
Yeah, he had to throw. What a pass. Miss. Lobs. The highlights were on full display last night in Denver. We had a Will Barton dunk.
Oh,
we had a Jokic no look. Yeah. And we had a Jamal Murray drive. Amin, are people still sleeping on the Nuggets?
I mean, y'all might be sleeping. You know, I picked them to win. So I'm over here. Let's look.
Win what?
Everything.
Like everything as in like division, like what?
Title.
You think they're going to win the title?
I got them winning the title.
Wow.
I'm putting my name on it.
Okay.
They'll win the regular season title.
And my second favorite team to hate, make. We have history.
Nobody wants
down
that.
Goes number one Duke thanks to this buzzer beating layup by Stephen F. Austin.
Oh.
Looks easy, right? Well, we remember what happened to Brandon Knight a few years ago.
That's one of my favorite ones ever, man. This was like, all right, man, game over.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
We've all been there. Yeah. A few people have been there.
Shout out to Bogdanovich. Like, hey, it's a tie game.
Wow.
He was just like, yeah. What are we gonna do, man?
The Knights have had some rough times.
We should have just kept showing the Duke loss. I don't really care about
the other
side.
He's still in the league, by the way.
Yes,
he is.
He's in Cleveland. And miss. Oh, look at this. Let's see it one more time. Limitations. Not only did Victor Oladipo play some light 4-on-4 yesterday, but he threw down a dunk.
Okay.
Scotty, are you excited to see his rehab going well?
I'm excited. You know, I'm happy that they're taking their time getting him back. But, hey, I'll be happy when this guy get back on the court. The Pacers are going to make some noise in the East.
I'm with you on that one. I think they're going to be really well-prepared when he comes back. He's such a great leader and a great offensive threat. And I thought their offseason stuff.
Did you pick them to win it also?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. All right, well.
I picked them to win the East. No, I'm just joking.
Luka Matinus hit a little bit of a bump on the road last night. The Mavs' 5-game win streak ended with a 15-point loss at home to the Clippers. Luka Doncic was 0-for-8 from 3 with 7 turnovers. After the game, Luka did not speak to the media. Scotty, do you give Luka a little bit of pass for dodging reporters?
I got to give him a pass. You know, he's young. He's dealt with them night in and night out. And when you have a game like he had tonight, based on how he's been performing all season, I'm sure it was a little bit of a letdown. But he played against 3 of the best defenders in the game.
How can you give him a pass? This man, Luka Doncic is going to play in far greater situations than this. If you're going to avoid the media in game 20, right? Like, what happens when you're in the playoffs? Are you just going to allow him to, like, again, this is a learning opportunity, but like, yo, you can never do this again. Yeah.
But Richard, you played in this league and you know that basketball in your life isn't really always about what's going on the basketball court. So
okay.
We don't know if there's anything going on off the court. Is he dealing with an injury or just mentally wasn't in it last night? You have to get this young man a pass. He's playing some great basketball. He's dealt with the media night in and night out. And when he have a performance like last night that he didn't feel like he was at his best, give him a pass.
See, okay.
Like, my thing is this, dealing with the media night in, night out when you're playing great, when you're setting records, that's easy.
Yeah.
Right? Nights like that, that's when it's hard. But that's, as a superstar, that's the mantle you have to claim. Because you can't put it on the other guys on the team, Dwight Powell's of the world, to answer for what happened. You are the star. You are the leader. You have to answer to those things, even when it's uncomfortable, even when you didn't have a good night. Now, if he's having other issues outside of basketball, that's different. But assuming it's just because he had a bad night on the court, he's got to answer for that because he doesn't speak for himself. He speaks for the team. Having said that, first of all, his night wasn't that bad. Second of all, Scotty, most players who are that great and in the face of their franchise or whatever, if they had a really bad night, they answer the questions and then they can go home and drown their sorrows in a beer or in a, you know, like a stiff drink or whatever. This guy, he's got to go drink milk or
See, he's legal to drink in his own country,
but he's not here. He's not in his country.
Okay. I was always taught, though, you're supposed to handle success like a gentleman and you're supposed to handle failure like a man. This was an opportunity for Hannah, and this wasn't necessarily failure. You're playing against one of the great teams in this league. You had an off night. You kind of have to handle like a man. Now, we don't need to criticize him and go crazy. Basically say this, don't trend this. Make this happen. Don't let this happen again.
I played a lot of years in this league.
Yes.
I've seen some of the greatest players walk away from the media.
Yes.
Give this 20-year-old kid
He's 20.
Okay.
He's 20.
All right, let's move on to the winning side last night. The Clippers have won 6 straight. They're a perfect 4-0 with Kawhi and Paul George on the court together. Surprise. All of this despite playing 4 teams that have won almost 60% of their games this season. Take a look at their next 5 games. The Clippers are projected by BPI to win every matchup until December 6th at Milwaukee. However, we did just get a word that Kawhi Leonard is out tonight against Memphis for injury management. In line with the team not playing him on back-to-backs, Amin, when do you think the Clippers will lose next?
Well, I mean, realistically, it's probably going to be that game at Milwaukee. Milwaukee's been playing on fire. Chris Middleton is coming back, and that's a great team facing up against them. The next four games are pretty soft, but Memphis has been playing people tough. I know the Lakers only beat them by 1 point the other night, and that's what everybody playing. So, I mean, I guess they could lose tonight without quiet Memphis, but I don't expect them to.
You know, it's going to be tough. I think the scheduling has fitted them well. They've had a lot of home games. Most teams play very well when they're playing at home. But I expect the Portland Trailblazers to give them a little bit of problem. I know that, you know, you guys are looking down the road.
We're going to have a Trailblazer sighting. It'd be nice for that.
But
yeah.
I think, you know, with Carmelo being there, this team is getting re-energized. And having Damian come back after being out for a few games, I expect them to challenge him as well.
I don't know. When I look at their team, it doesn't matter. Even you've seen how well they've played with one of those guys out at all point in time. And now it's Paul George to kind of carry the load. Their defense is just so ridiculous. Taking away an offensive player, you have Lou Williams averaging 20. You got Harrell averaging 18 off the bench. So we're going to take away Kawhi, but they are fully loaded just down the line.
Isn't it crazy though? Like they haven't even really figured it out yet. Like them not still trying to feel each other out. They haven't gotten all on the same page yet.
Well, they're going to have plenty of time. Coming up, Kyrie is out tonight versus Boston. The Celtics will have to wait a little bit longer for Kyrie revenge game. We'll discuss that next. But first, check this out. James Harden is getting an early jump on Thanksgiving by helping out his Houston community.
Thank you guys for coming. I really appreciate it. This is my 8th year doing this, and I have fun every single time. So obviously the food is going to be served. We're going to walk around and we're going to have a good time. We're going to smile. We're going to enjoy each other's company because that's what it's all about. What's up, y'all? What's up? What's up, y'all? Next time you're going to see me, you're going to be in the NBA. Right? You're going to be in the NBA?
Tonight we had 280 people. I get tears in my eyes. Some of those people, they might not have Thanksgivings. If I can eat, I want to make sure somebody else can eat as well.
What's up, bro? How you doing? What's up, y'all? These events are special. Making kids smile, making my families and people smile that I come across. Just the love that I try to give off is hopefully something to cheer them up. Maybe if it's for that moment, you know, at least I know that I did something in a positive and a good deed. Got it? That's me, y'all. I appreciate y'all.
SportsCenter tonight after Lakers Pelicans with John Anderson and Michael Eve. They'll have reaction to AD's return to New Orleans. SportsCenter after the NBA on ESPN and the app.
Yep.
Tonight on our NBA Wednesday doubleheader starts with Nets Celtics at 7 Eastern. Then AD takes on his former team, the Pelicans. Both games on ESPN and the app. Here's Rachel Nichols with Marcus Smart. Take a listen.
Kyrie is not playing. It has been a natural week, though, with the team's meeting for people around Boston to go over what happened last year. I want to know from you what you learned from last year that you were applying to make this year different.
For me, and I think I speak for a lot of these guys, is really we're not holding anything in. A lot of times, you know, we try to deal with issues that we had individually or collectively. Mm-hmm. Individually, though,
right,
within ourselves. This year, we're talking about it. We're getting it out in the open. And we're moving on from it. We're not harping on it at all. We're going. We say our piece, whatever we have. And that's even just individually with yourself, whatever you might have going on in mm-hmm. your life, get it out on the table, talk to somebody, and move on from it.
Marcus Smart and the Celtics will host the Nets tonight, but they will not see Kyrie Irving as he recovers from a shoulder injury. I mean, what is your reaction to Kyrie missing the game tonight in Boston?
I mean, I hate to say it, but I kind of told y'all so. It's funny because I see Kendrick Perkins talking about it. He got that take from me. We did hoop streams a couple weeks ago here in L.A.
Are you patting yourself on the back?
Absolutely. Vigorously. And I said on that day, I said, he's not going to play. And he'll be injured before then to make it seem like, oh, everything is kosher. But you look back, he's played in Cleveland only one time mm-hmm. since leaving.
He just missed Cleveland going back to Cleveland again.
He missed at Cleveland three straight times. And so, you know, it doesn't surprise me now. If the Nets were better, I think he'd be there.
Okay, well, they have been winning in a row. Scotty, are you surprised that he won't be there?
No, I'm not surprised. I mean, I like to think that there's an injury or something that's keeping him from not playing. But, you know, I don't see him running for competition. At least I hope he's not.
No, I don't see him running too much from competition. But I don't
think competition.
But, no, if Kyrie has been injured for like a week leading up to this stretch, like in the Garden – at Cleveland, at Boston. That's one of those tours that you can go on and really catch fire. And I think Kyrie, he enjoys those moments. But if he would have been injured like 2 days ago and he just misses 5 days with a tweak or something, that's one thing. But he's been out for a couple of
I called it before he got hurt, though.
Okay, you called it before
he got hurt. Before he got hurt, he could get hurt here soon. Okay. So
hey, you guys are picking at a wound now. Let him rest. you know how this NBA league is.
Yeah.
And it's probably something that the Brooklyn Nets are doing more so than Kyrie.
To protect him?
Yeah, you got to protect him. You don't want to lose Kyrie and maybe have a chance of getting KD back.
Currently out in front of the TD Garden.
Well, let me ask this.
That's a bit aggressive.
If he had played tonight, who do you think would have got a worse reaction, him or AD down in New
York? Oh, he definitely would have got a far worse reaction. Yeah. That would have been like Bron going back to Cleveland type. That would have been pretty drastic. I think AD is going to be intense, but like you said, they got so much in return. Yeah. They got an amazing draft pick. They got an amazing GM and president. They're so happy with what they got. They're going to be happy to boo.
Great.
Yeah, to boo them, but that's not it. Our League Pass game of the night is Hawks versus Bucks, tipping off at 8 Eastern. Yes, not only do we see Giannis and Trae Young, but tonight Chris Middleton will return for the Bucks.
Oh, okay.
Scotty, the Bucks have won 8 straight. What are the chances for them? What changes for them with Middleton back?
Wow. I mean, they just got better. I mean, they just added an all-star, a guy who I think has improved over the summer. We've yet to, you know, really see him put it out. But I think we're going to see a better team. We're seeing a better Giannis. So his supporting cast is getting better as well.
Yeah, I like the fact that DiVincenzo and Sterling Brown have played a lot with Middleton out. So now with Middleton coming back, those guys are now available and gives them a lot more depth. But I got to complain, man.
Tell me what you're going to complain about.
How are we not picking game of the night, the number 3 offense in the league versus the number 3 defense in the league, Miami versus Houston? That's the League Pass game of the night.
Jimmy Butler's not playing. That's why. But
thank
you for that, Jimmy.
That's not why the Heat are great defensively.
Tell us why then.
They're great defensively because they execute and they don't use a player missing as an excuse.
Wow. Spoelstra with a great defense. I would have never imagined that in Miami Heat.
John Collins isn't playing for Atlanta. I don't see us shedding tears about that.
No, that's not. Thanks to Scotty and Amin for joining me, as well as Rachel for letting me host in her place today. The Jump returns Monday. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
What's your favorite side dish?